Some days her eyes were violet, some days the darkest brown. She dressed just like a gypsy from the raggedy part of town. Conchita's ways were easy, I never saw a jealous frown. In her diamond gaze I'd stumble, but in her laughter I would drown. We'd meet the moment stolen from the clutter of our lives. I'd hold her body close to mine and stare into those eyes. We'd laugh, we'd love, and then we'd leave for different parts of town. In her crystal gaze I'd learn to swim, but in her laughter I would drown. In the hazy middle distance between the known and the unseen, hovers in uncertainty the ghost of what might have been. And though I tried to face each dawn without a backward glance, it seems that that laughter of Conchita's echoes in my dreams. When I close my eyes I can feel her there, my hands on her slender hips, plotting half-remembered kisses on those dusky upturned lips. The scent of incense in her hair, the rustle of her silken gown. In her limpid gaze I'd simply melt, but in her laughter